Morning, everyone. I hope you've had a good night's rest and that you've known the blessing and the presence of the Lord. Do remember our meetings on the Lord's Day morning at 11:30 a.m. We'll be broadcasting again and again at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Encourage your friends to listen in, and when it goes up in sermon audio piece, feel free to share it with others that the Word of God may indeed be spread. Remember, God's Word is not bound. The Spirit of God is not under isolation. The Spirit of God still works in hearts. Just this morning, I want to share a few thoughts from Colossians chapter 1, please. Colossians chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verse number 15. Really, all I want to do this morning is to think about the Saviour and what He's able to do. Colossians 1, verse 15 says, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?" You know, that tells me that our Saviour is the ruler. He's over all creation. The word firstborn doesn't mean that He was the first one to be created, because we'll discover He made all things Himself. Rather, He's above all creation. And so, no matter who's making the decisions affecting your life and my life at these difficult days, you know, we can look even higher, because we know that Christ is the ultimate ruler. But you know, Paul goes on to say this in verse 16, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by Him and for Him." Not only is He the ruler, but we read that He's the creator. John says in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." You know, as I look around creation, I know around Rough Island we have some of the most beautiful scenery, not only in Northern Ireland, but surely in the world. And you can see the beauty of God's creation, unaffected by this virus. Unaffected. You can see something of the beauty and the glory and the majesty of our God. You can see He's the ruler. You can see He's the creator. Did you notice what it says at the end of verse 16? Not only was it made by Him, but it was made for Him. All of creation is here for Him. And I asked myself the question this morning, what am I doing for Him? What are you going to do for Christ today? Will you speak to Him in prayer? Will you spend time to read the Word of God and even listen to Him? Will you take opportunities to share something of Christ to others? You know, He is the ruler. He is the creator. He is the receiver. And here's the thing I just want to finish with. Verse 17. "He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." You see, Christ was there at the beginning. He's there at the end. It's all for Him. And He holds it all together. That's what it means in verse 17. "He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." You know, Paul puts it in the Hebrew epistle, perhaps even clearer. He upholds all things by the word of His power. He's holding everything together. Aren't you glad this morning? Aren't you glad this morning that it's not Boris Johnson? Aren't you glad this morning it's not Donald Trump? It's not Leo Varadkar. It's certainly not anyone in Stormont this morning. You see, Christ was there at the beginning. He's there at the end. And He holds it all together. Is there anything He can't do? Do you need help to hold it together? Will you look to Christ this morning? Will you look to Him throughout this day? Remember, He is the ruler. He's the creator. He is the receiver. He is the upholder. You know, I love that little hymn, and it puts it like this. "I found a friend in Jesus, He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in Him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow He's my comfort, in trouble He's my stay. He tells me every care in Him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul." Look to Him today. Look to Him tomorrow. Look to Him right through this difficult time. And we trust you'll discover the one that upholds all things will hold things together for you. God bless you. Amen.